Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So I tried to watch a little bit of the convention last night. I have to say I drifted. The speeches, and I have a few clips I'm going to show you, were predictable propaganda. They'll be the same way for the Republicans next week. I didn't learn a lot, but some things surprised me. And that's what I'm going to show you, the things that actually surprised me. Now, I have to say, I could not watch the analysis of what happened. I don't know what is going on, but these analysts that they bring out on television, do they ever say anything interesting? Anything you haven't heard a million times? Do they ever have any insights? I mean, I'm sitting there with my pad and pen, and I hope you watch this program with a pad and pen. I want to jot some things down that I haven't heard. I looked at after a half hour, there's nothing on the sheet. All right, so let's begin with the ratings. Nobody watched. Nobody watched. And that's predictable. I didn't think anybody's going to watch this. So from 10 to 11, that's Michelle Obama, the big guns. Less than 6 million people watched on ABC, CBS, and NBC combined. Combined. I mean, it's like you could put the Little Rascals on and get more than that. So it's just cable, we don't have the numbers in yet, but they're not, you know, it's the same people that watch cable news pretty much every night. Fox News will go down big because Republicans are going to watch a Democratic convention. Next week, Fox will do much better. CNN will do all right, but, you know. So nobody watched. Remember, there are 320 million people in this country. It's less than 6 million watch on the networks. All right, John Kasich. Interesting story here. 68 years old. He was a congressman for 18 years from Ohio. Then he left that job and became a Fox News analyst. He subbed for me on the O'Reilly Factor, did a weekend show called Heartland. And then he went back into politics, ran for governor of Ohio, won two terms, and did really a good job as governor of Ohio by being very friendly to business and very disciplined in state spending. And he revived the Ohio economy. And he was really, really an effective governor. I watched him because I know him. I would say he's a friend. I mean, we don't talk a lot. He's drifted left now because of Donald Trump. So 4 years ago in the Republican debates, Donald Trump was dismissive of Governor Kasich and everybody else on the stage. You know that. You saw it with your own eyes. Kasich took it real personally. All right. Same thing with Mitt Romney, same thing with George W. Bush because of Jeb Bush, same pattern. You know, Donald Trump, he's an easy guy to dislike. I mean, he doesn't sugarcoat anything. So anyway, then Kasich kind of doesn't vote for Trump in 16, makes it clear. CNN jumps in, hires him as a commentator. He never said anything that I felt was earth-shattering on CNN. They don't use him that much. So anyway, he gets an invitation to speak at the Democratic convention because he's a Republican, a fairly high-profile Republican. And the governor takes the invitation, and here's what he does with it. Go.
I've known Joe Biden for 30 years. I know his story of profound grief that has so deeply affected his character. I know Joe is a good man, a man of faith, a unifier, someone who understands the hopes and dreams of the common man and the common woman, a man who can help us to see the humanity in each other. He knows that the path to a restored and rejuvenated America lies in respect and unity and a common purpose for everyone. And I know that Joe Biden, with his experience and his wisdom and his decency, can bring us together to help us find that better way. I'm sure there are Republicans and independents who couldn't imagine crossing over to support a Democrat. They fear Joe may turn sharp left and leave them behind. I don't believe that because I know the measure of the man. It's reasonable, faithful, respectful. And you know, no one pushes Joe around.
Okay. All right. So is John Kasich delusional? Yes. He is. Nobody pushes Joe Biden around. Joe Biden hasn't had one original thought in the entire campaign. Not one. He has no problem solving ability. If so, he's hiding it. He does what he's told to do. He reads the words that are put in front of him. No one pushes Joe around. But the really outrageous part of John's speech was this unity fable. Like, Joe Biden's going to unite the country? Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm not going to say that John Kasich is lying. That wouldn't be right, and I don't think he's lying. I think he's delusional.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Andrew Cuomo, another unbelievable situation. He's hopped up over COVID. Roll the tape.
The European virus infected the Northeast while the White House was still fixated on China. The virus had been attacking us for months before they even knew it was here. We saw the failure of a government that tried to deny the virus, then tried to ignore it, and then tried to politicize it. The failed federal government that watched New York get ambushed by their negligence and then watched New York suffer, but all through it learned absolutely nothing.
All right. Now, you will remember, if you watch this broadcast or pay attention to the news in any way, how complimentary Governor Cuomo was to President Trump. Roll the tape.
What the federal government did, working with states, was a phenomenal accomplishment. His team has been on it. I know a team when they're on it, and I know a team when they're not on it. His team is on it. They've been responsive late at night, early in the morning. These were just extraordinary efforts and acts of mobilization. And the federal government stepped up. We needed help and they were there.
You're going to get that from the corporate media? They're going to tell you that Cuomo actually, he did lie. I mean, Kasich is delusional. Cuomo lied. Michelle doesn't know. Michelle doesn't know 25,000 people were shot in Chicago under her president's administration. She doesn't know. She doesn't care to know. So Cuomo lied. Mrs. Obama doesn't care to know. And John Kasich is delusional. Now, this sounds like an unfair analysis of the Democratic convention last night. I hope it isn't unfair. I hope I've given you enough facts to make what I am saying the truth, because it is. Take a quick break. Be back with the final thought about you being a fair person. All right, here's the final thought of the day. Fairness is very important to me. When I'm treated unfairly, I really don't like it. I know it's part of life. Life is not fair. But when I do what I do, which is analyze the news, I want to be fair. Now, I laid out a number of Democrats tonight pretty hard, but I think I backed up every single syllable with facts. All right? That's fair. That's fair. And I know the dopey Republicans next week are going to do the same thing the Democrats are doing this week, but in reverse. They're going to leave stuff out. They're going to demonize. They're going to propagandize. They're going to do it all. That's what these parties do. Now, why are the networks hiring people to parrot what politicians do and say? Why? As I told you at the beginning of the program, I try to watch this stuff and I'm sitting there going, tell me anything. You didn't hear that there were 25,000 people shot in Chicago under the Obama administration, did you? Is that a tough stat to dig up? No. And Michelle Obama is saying she doesn't want our children to get shot in the street. Well, there you go, with all due respect. So, if you see me not being fair, you got to let me know. Bill at Bill O'Reilly, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And if I see you not being fair, I'm going to come right up and tell you. I'll see you tomorrow.